Welcome to the very first episode of the Smart Poker Player podcast. I'm your host, Fernando, aka JNandis87, and this podcast is for you if you want to have more success, fulfillment, and happiness on and off the poker tables. In today's first episode, I will talk about habits, in particular poker habits, what habits are wanted and what habits are unwanted, how do we train and integrate new habits more successfully, and get rid of old counterproductive traits. Before heading into today's episode, though, I want to quickly talk about myself. If you haven't heard of myself yet, I'm a professional poker player since 2011, play the game since 2005, and live in Switzerland. I'm 31 years old and specialize myself in pot limit Omaha since 2010. Then April of this year, 2018, I opened up my own coaching platform, the PLO Mastermind, which you can find under jnandispoker.com. I've produced over 250 PLO coaching videos since April of this year, which you can all find at jnandispoker.com. Let's talk about habits. The first thing to understand is that we already have habits. It doesn't even matter how disorganized you are or feel right now, you already have subconsciously so many habits that you're doing on an automatic basis. And that is very important to understand, because in order to introduce a new habit, we have to replace the old one, because habits take up space. They take up mental space, but they also take up physical space. And unlearning an old habit, especially a bad one, is the most difficult part of integrating a new habit. Think of someone who tries to unlearn how to smoke cigarettes, someone who tries to unlearn how to be lazy, or someone who tries to unlearn how to sleep in on Sunday mornings. It is tough. So when I think back about the last couple of months and the habits that I got rid of, I'm just so happy to be at the place I'm at right now, because I did develop some habits that were difficult to get rid of, and I'm going to talk about them just in a moment. But what I didn't see really is the other side, which is I was capable of doing so much more, which is sometimes hard to see if you're already reasonably successful. You might think to yourself, and I thought to myself, I'm already accomplishing quite a few things from a professional standpoint. And once you realize that you actually could be capable of doing more and be happier, not even working more, but also spending more time in a different way, in a more diverse way, then you suddenly realize what potential lays under you, even with all the responsibilities you might have in a professional sense. And I do have quite a few responsibilities and a good workload on my shoulders, but at the same time, by developing the right routines, the right habits, and the right rituals, I'm now able to just put in so much more time away from my workspace, and at the same time get so much done while I'm working. And I really want you guys to get there as well. Now, some of the nasty habits that I had personally was just watching too many YouTube videos, being too much on social media. Although I was working out, I wasn't working out in the proper way or not intense enough. Didn't really seek the results that I was looking for. I got the results I was looking for. And although I was doing a lot of things at home especially, I didn't really feel completely fulfilled. And I think that is because subconsciously I knew I could do more, and I could do more different things as well and still be successful, even more successful, because I was more balanced. And the only way you really achieve balance, but at the same time not sacrificing your professional future, is by actually developing healthy habits. So that's why I think it is so important. I mean, it would be just so amazing to go at bed at night and just knowing, first of all, that you did what you could have done, and at the same time you were working on different parts of your life, right? Wealth, health, love, happiness, like on different corners that you are trying to become more successful at. Not only the money, not only the profession, not only a singular skill, it's everything, right? We're trying to accomplish and be successful at everything and be balanced in that aspect. And also just waking up and knowing that you're about to follow the structure that you put in place and that you know is going to work. It's going to work in terms of getting your stuff done that needs to be done, but also giving you a feeling of fulfillment, because you are being productive, but at the same time, you're doing the right tasks. And that is the control that I feel right now that I want you guys to also feel. And therefore, I'm going to share with you today this first episode. So let's get started. I have 10 tips on building habits. And my hope is that you guys pick up one or two and put them into action successfully. And then you might come back and re-listen to this podcast and pick up another tip and put that into action. It's all about taking up small slices and then integrating them into your life. The first tip, and the most important one that I can give you guys, is to prime your environment. I'm going to repeat that. You want to prime your environment. First of all, what is an environment? An environment is where you live, what you think, what kind of friends you have, what do you eat, what do you read. Like, all these things can be your environment, and you want to prime them. What we need to understand is that we have a congruency bias, which means we are what we tell ourselves we are, and we are trying to be congruent with that picture and that idea in our head. And the question is, what are you telling yourself you are by the way you are shaping your environment? If a friend of yours would come into your environment, what would he say? Let's say your physical environment at your home. Would he look at your desk and say, wow, this guy is productive, this guy is serious? Or would he look at your fridge and say, this guy must be healthy and on top of his cognitive abilities? Or would he look at your morning routine and think, this guy is a guy that has a phenomenal structure and has control over his life? And the truth is that this little friend that looks at your environment from the outside is the little voice in your head that is your subconscious mind. And it's whispering to you every single day, every single hour, and every single minute who you actually are. And if you want to know what your next move is, you have to look back at your previous move, which means you can predict what you're doing in the future by looking back and telling yourself a congruent story. Which means if you haven't worked out for a full week, you are very likely to not work out tomorrow because you're trying to be congruent. And if you have worked out yesterday and that day before and the day before, it is very likely you're going to work out today again because you're trying to be congruent. Your mind wants to stay congruent. So the question is, how do we overcome that congruency bias? And the answer is we don't. What we need instead is to tell ourselves another story and start reshaping the bias we have towards ourselves. And the best way of doing that is to prime your environment. And now I'm going to give you some tips on how you can prime your environment in a way that is going to tell yourself a new story about who you actually are. I like this quote that says, if you want to be successful, you have to be successful, which talks much more about the present than about the future. So the first tip on how to shape or prime your environment is to add friction to old habits. So I used to watch a lot of YouTube videos, right? Every single day. And how did I overcome not watching them anymore? The first thing that I did in order to add friction was to delete the YouTube app from my phone. That adds a lot of friction because now if I want to watch a video on YouTube, I have to first of all pick up my laptop, I have to start it, I have to sit on the sofa, search for a video, etc., etc. I'm way too lazy to put in that much effort into something that I don't even want to do long term. The friction is too high. Where I used to get notifications on my phone and I knew all the time what video is in my suggested bar, now I have no idea. And because I have no idea, I actually don't even care anymore. I don't even know what happens on YouTube. And I used to really care a lot. So now, as it is out of my vision, it also gets out of my mind. And I got it out of my vision by adding friction to it. Now the next step is to replace it. So how do we replace the YouTube habit? And I did that by starting to listen to podcasts. And the spot where the YouTube app used to be on my phone, there's the podcast app now. And the spots where I used to watch YouTube the most, I put down some books there. I like to be on the sofa. I like to be in the garden. And then usually I was watching YouTube videos. Now there is a book. It is much more convenient. So how can we use that and add friction or add the idea of friction to our poker habits and traits? And how to replace a bad poker habit with a good one by adding friction. So let's say you have an issue, and the issue is you don't want to take a lot of breaks from your online poker grind. You know you should take breaks in order to regain focus and keep playing at the top of your abilities, but you just don't do it. You just don't take these breaks. Okay, so how can we add friction to your poker grind? Here's a tip. You set a timer and you put it outside of your room. While you're playing, after 45 minutes, it will ring and you have to stand up, otherwise you're going to go nuts. And you're going to stand up. And once you are standing, it's much easier to take a break anyhow. So that way you're adding friction to the habit of taking a break. I used to use a timer as well, and I used it on my desk. That was the worst idea ever because you can just stop the timer and keep playing. So you need to add more friction. That is actually a very common practice also for waking up earlier. You put the timer away from the bed because once you stand, it's much easier to keep going. Once you are in motion. And that is actually sidetracking me to another tip, which is not part of the top 10 list, which is you need to understand what starts and initiates a habit in the first place. For example, what is the first move you make before standing up early? It is to put the foot down on away from your bed. And the way you do that is by putting the timer to another place. So you need to define what is the start of a habit. For example, how does a workout start? The answer is by putting on your workout clothes. Otherwise, you can't start. So you already know in your mind, if you put in the clothes, it's much likelier at least that you're going to start out with the habit. When you think about reviewing poker hands, you might think to yourself, I'm not going to do the 60-minute poker review thing. I don't have time for that, or I just feel like playing. Well, why don't you review one hand? Because every analysis, every hand history analysis in your database takes place by watching or looking at the first hand first. So that's all you need to do. You need to understand what actually initiates a certain routine and then trigger that one as much as possible. Which brings us right away to the second point. Tip number two is to make the new habit then more attractive. So let's go back about taking a break and standing up after 45 minutes. Now, once you are in that break, you might want to make that break more attractive. And making it more attractive will make it easier for you to take another break in the future, and eventually you don't even need the friction element anymore. So how do you make your break more attractive and at the same time more productive? Now, obviously you can take that break and watch a YouTube video, but that's not going to help your cognitive abilities, right? That is going to sidetrack your thoughts too much. So it could be that you are doing something that's actually productive. For example, you're drinking or you're eating something, but you got to be careful because eating the wrong thing or drinking too much can also be counterproductive. But you can define it yourself. You have to just think of something and find something that you truly enjoy, something small, a trait. It could be that you're playing with your dogs or cats for a few minutes, like myself. I grind downstairs in the basement, and upstairs are my cats if they are at home. And during the evening hours, they are. So I know when I take a break and go upstairs, I can take a sip, I can eat something, and I can also play with my cats. And that is a lot of rewards. Or you might want to listen to a song you really like during your breaks and start recalibrating your mind to actually be rewarded for taking the break. Make it more attractive. The next tip is to make it more obvious if you are missing out on a habit or if you are actually in motion of a habit that you don't want to do. So a lot of the times we don't even consciously know when we are doing an old habit or missing out on a new one because we just don't think about it. It just happens. We don't pay attention. So therefore we have to bring the attention to us. So let's say you're not working enough in your game, which is very common for poker players. You would like to post more hands or watch more videos or review your game more often, but instead you end up just playing a lot. The easiest way to make it obvious is to have a score sheet. Each day you work on your game, you note it down and you place it somewhere where you're gonna see it every day, possibly every hour. You need to put down a score sheet. You need to increase your awareness of what you're actually doing. And also sometimes keeping score just by yourself isn't enough because you might just not care enough about yourself or letting yourself down. And that is where the next tip comes into play, which is getting an accountability partner. Agree with a friend to send each other screenshots every day for XYZ, whatever the activity is. Now, when you miss out, he will make it obvious to you and vice versa. You can also put a punishment agreement on it to add more friction to the actual task or habit. Tip number six, use an existing habit and anchor another habit right next to it. So as I mentioned before, we already have habits subconsciously and consciously. Some of them might be brushing your teeth or taking a shower or eating at a certain time. Whatever it might be, anchor a wanted habit right next to it that makes it much easier to do it because you're initiating a certain cue, which brings me to tip number seven. Build a cue of habits or a ritual. Have a structured routine where you do one task after the other in the same order for the same length. And that's how I personally actually define the first 90 minutes of every single morning for me. And what it does is I create a list that I have and keep. It's always the same list. I might adjust it sometimes, but never during the morning hours. And I just follow this list blindly. And it is going to make it much easier for me to not even think about attractive alternatives. I just know what my routine is. I just look at the list and follow every single item. If you want me to share the list, I can do that in the next podcast, for example. You can just hit me up and let me know. Tip number 8 is schedule everything. I had to-do lists, but the problem with to-do lists is I would never get them done because they would look something like this. Play 4,000 hands every day. Work out, and on top of that, cook healthy. Drink a lot of water, you know? Like, sure, that sounds very nice, but how do we find the time to do it? And the answer is we don't, because it's too much. And the problem is when you create a to-do list and you don't achieve it, you feel disappointed and you feel like you can't get this done anyhow. So it's much better to just schedule out your whole day and also schedule out all the free time that you want to have and what you're going to do during that free time so that you just become more aware. And that's also one of the biggest takeaways here from this podcast is to increase your awareness of what you're actually doing and how you're spending your time. Schedule everything to make sure you have enough time for the things that you really want to get done. Tip number 9, set yourself up to avoid reactive attention spots. We have two ways of using our attention. The first one is the reactive attention, and the second one is the focused attention. Our focused attention is a conscious effort to focus on one thing. The reactive attention is when we are getting distracted from birds or our phone ringing, someone coming into the room asking a question, these kind of things. You want to get rid of these things because they are taking so much energy away and it takes so much time as well to get back into your focused attention that it's really going to mess up your day in productivity. Make sure to protect the time that you have put to your tasks. And you can only do that by getting rid of all the variables that can potentially remove attention from you and remove focus. So get rid of reactive attention spots. And the last tip is to increase your awareness for everything you do. And that's really an overarching tip here. What I did is, I can talk quickly about the elements that I'm using in order to actually build my habits and keep them, is first of all, I have a morning routine, the first 90 minutes, right? And I, at the same time, am using a timer. And that timer is being used by an app called A-Tracker. So that's A-Tracker in one word. And with that app, I can actually track every single minute of what I do. And the reason that is important is because at the end of the week, at the end of the day, it just shows me how much time am I spending with what exactly. And then I can optimize. And it's very hard to optimize anything if you don't have a score sheet. It's very hard to work on anything if you don't have data. Think about poker. If you don't have any hands saved up, if you don't have any statistics on your game, it's hard to improve it because there's a lack of self-awareness. So try as much as possible to use modern tools to increase the awareness of how you're actually spending your time. And that's it for today's very first episode of the Smart Poker Player podcast. I hope you truly enjoyed this episode and found it also helpful. Again, if you want to check out more about PLO strategy, then check out the PLO Mastermind at janeanderspoker.com, and we hear each other in the next episode.